Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Everyone is Addicted. Today's guest, Pete, has come on to share his experience and his knowledge with mental health and addictions and everything in between because he's quite an interesting fellow. So I will let him take it away. And hi, Pete. Welcome.
Well, welcome back. Thank you so much for having me, Jasmine. It's good seeing
Thank
you
you
again.
so
I am
much.
Pete, the host of Pete vs. Anxiety, the mental health podcast. I can be seen everywhere. I'm on Spotify. Now I'm down to Pandora Radio now, guys. I can't say iHeartRadio anymore. So now I'm on Pandora. Yes, I do talk about mental health. I talk about everything. Like, we talk about every topic. Like, I don't think there's ever a topic I stopped covering. I know when me and Jasmine met, it was a great time. And ever since I've met you, actually, I've hosted three to four top percentile podcast hosts in their respective categories, holistic healing and all these other different areas. It's been an adventure since the last time we've seen each other. I could tell you that
It's been
much.
a few months now, right? So yeah.
Right, yes.
And you know what's really weird? I've actually had I know we're on the same app, so it's probably a relatively it might even be the same people, but I've actually had a lot of holistic healers lately too that I've talked to. I think that a lot of people are looking more into healing from the inside instead of taking a band-aid pill, you know what I mean? And I feel like that's why that's becoming much more popular. And I know when I toured with the psychic fairs, it was not as busy as it is now. And I think it's just people are looking for something different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's more people are afraid to talk therapy. I mean, don't get me wrong, talk therapy is great for certain situations. Alternative healing is now taking over from what I'm seeing, with so many different options out there nowadays. You could do different things that, fit differently into people's lives, and I think that's great because every time you meet one of these people, you get different, different experiences with each one. Like some do the tarot card readings. I have a good friend that she does oracle card readings and things like that too, which are interesting because we've done it several times on the show where they have been reading my oracle reading and things like that. I've done astrology, which that was an interesting time, because this woman I've never met is telling me things about myself that I have never told anybody, and she's like reading your star chart and she's telling you, okay, well, this is the house and this is what this represents. And we go greatly into detail. So I don't, I like I said, I cover mental health, but I cover other aspects of mental health with
But
it too, though I
that's
think it's fun.
it's still healing too, right? Because I find understanding oneself is a way to learn how to start healing,
Yeah,
right? And I've
exactly.
always that's the one part of divination I'm not the greatest at is astrology, and I've always wanted to get my astrology chart done. Like, mind you,
Oh, I
like
got a
I
person for you.
yeah, better let me know later. But yeah, because like I can tie astrology into tarot reading, right? Because that's my area expertise. But that's the only thing I know how to do with astrology is just tying it in with the tarot cards. But it doesn't really play a huge part in the tarot reading. It just kind of helps with like understanding. Like for instance, like I'm an Aries, so when I pull cards, I get wands more often because wands represent Aries, right? Or like the major arcana ones, there's certain ones like the Emperor, he is all Aries, right? So it those cards will come up more often for me because of my astrology sign. And I
You
also
know, it's funny you say Aries though, because if you go deep into your star chart, like I am, my birth chart, I'm actually an Aries moon. So a lot of the things I do make sense because you with Aries. Like I have the, I've always wondered why the ability was I could just cut people off instantly. Well, during the reading we were talking about it. She said, "Oh, well, you're an Aries moon. You know what that means?" She means that means you just, that's it. You're done with people. When you're done, you're done. You don't waste time and any of that other shit. And I was like, "Oh, this is fascinating." No, but the interesting part is when we got to, I think the 10th house is where it was. We started talking more about like how I have this uncanny ability of people I meet will just start telling me things that they've never told anybody before. And these are people I walk up to me in person and tell me a lot of times. I always thought it was very strange how this happened, but this woman's reading this chart to me and she's like, "Yeah, did you know podcasting was already in your star signs already too?" And I was like, "Really? This is weird. Okay, hold on."
That is because that's not like, you know, when you think back like 30 years ago, that, you know, but like when we were still alive, you know what I mean? Podcasting didn't exist, so that's so
Exactly.
interesting. That's so interesting. It's funny you say that with Aries being able to cut people off, because any relationship I've ended, it's like, okay, bye. When I'm done, I'm
Exactly.
done. It's so funny that you say that. Even with like, I have a child with somebody, and I like have sole custody. Don't see him. Don't talk to him. Goodbye.
Right, yeah.
He's got drug addiction issues, which is why I don't speak to him. But it was very, I'm just, I don't know. I feel like I'm very empathetic, and other times I'm not. It just depends on the situation. And with every sign, there's like two parts to it. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah, it
And
gets deep.
yeah, and I said I don't know too much about it, but like I would love to get my chart done. So that is so cool. And even it does, like I say, like help with healing. The thing with the cards is they do become addictive to people because people want answers to life's questions all the time. And even when I first started doing it, when I was like 13, I'd read my cards every single day, and then it kind of takes the mystery out of life. And I would become I became so dependent on it that like if it told me that I was gonna have a bad day, I would already think that I was going to have a bad day. So even if they weren't correct, it was just already in
Yeah.
my head that I was going to have a bad day. So it was just, I had to stop. Well, also, other people aren't supposed to play with your cards, and my mom had played with my cards. So I stopped for a large chunk of my life because I was an addict. And my mom had played with my cards, so I couldn't use them anymore. Then I got into alcohol and didn't care, right?
Yeah.
And then that was the thing that kind of helped me when I got sober, was I started that business. So I was like, well, this is something that I find could help people, and that'll make me maybe help me fix myself, focus myself into something else, channel my energy into that instead of the, victim mentality that a lot of people have when they first get sober, and they're just angry at everybody and everything until they get past that aspect. I never went through that part of it because I hate people who like to play the victim, because that's what my mom does. So
Yeah.
I'm very anti-victim. I will accept it. Even my bully, when I got bullied in high school,
God, yes.
I bullied people for a couple of years. I was bullied when I was little, and then I had 2 years of school where people liked me, so then I started bullying people. So then when I got bullied in high school, I'm like, I deserve this for what I did to other people. This is my karma, right? So I just took my lumps, I guess you could say, and didn't I thought I like I didn't sit there and go, oh, woe is me, I'm bullied. I'm less more like
Yeah.
I deserve this because I was an asshole.
You know, see, the funny thing is, I got bullied in high school to the point where people were telling people that I had a hit list in my locker, you know, and you're probably the only second person I'm telling this story to that he knows this about me. But, you know, it was like, I never bullied anybody though, because you got to keep in mind though, I have siblings, but I didn't live with my siblings. I was alone by myself for a large majority of my childhood. When my mom abandoned me when I was 10, you know, from there it was, I spent a lot of solidarity time by myself. Like, it was me by myself because my dad was always at work, and then whatever girlfriend was there from whatever the flavor of the month was, which was this one woman we were with for a little while that he eventually cheated on. But, you know, I spent a lot of time by myself, so like I'm the adult for my own self, so like I'm basically left alone to do whatever I want, you know, and things like that too. I spent a lot of time. So when I got to high school, I was very socially awkward because I wasn't used to being around a lot of people. Like, I kept moving different cities. You know, like, I went to junior high in one city, then I left and went to freshman year in another city, and then my sophomore to my senior years where I actually had some stability, where I started making some friends. But before, when I got to that point, there's these guys that were picking on me and were just giving me a hard time. And then I ended up, I don't even remember what I said exactly. I said something to him that was out of color about his mom or something. And apparently this kid's mom is dead. So then everybody was like, I kept getting threatened to get my ass kicked by people, you know, things like, I was
Oh,
just getting threatened to beat up and all this other shit.
I
And then they
got
started going
beat.
telling people I had a hit list letter. Like, oh yeah, did you know Pete has a hit list lock list in his locker and things like that. So I got pulled into the principal's office and they were telling me this shit. I was like, oh God, here we go, bro. So it was fucking, high school sucked, man. Like, I
Oh, yeah.
made some great friends out of it, but at the end of the day, it fucking sucked.
I had one friend because nobody wanted to hang out with me because they would get bullied too. And I mean, I got bullied extreme. Like, they held
Yeah.
me down, and and let other people beat me up. They'd throw garbage
Ugh.
at me. They'd like spit on me. They'd throw water balloons in my face. They'd sing songs about me, write on my locker, scream names at me. I ended up having to switch schools because when
Jesus, yeah.
I got beat up one time, there's blood. The girl had rings on like me on every finger because she had planned this, right? And anyways, her friends were standing on my arms and legs while she was punching me in the face. I go to the principal, and even my mom comes in, which is surprising for her because she told me I deserved to get beat up, but she still came in to look like a good mom. Do you know what I mean? And the principal's like, "Oh, that didn't happen. Those are good girls. They wouldn't do that to you."
Yeah, that bullshit story, yeah.
And so then afterwards, me and another girl who got picked, as I said, I had one friend that also got picked up by them. We would go every single time they said something to us, anything even little, and go and tell the principal over and over and over again. And the principal, when we switched schools, was like, "I think that's a good idea," because he was sick of listening to us go on and on and on about these girls. But it's like, just like you, it's like we're not doing anything. These people are saying shit, and then now look, we're the bad guy somehow. Like, thank you. Like,
It's still pretty fucking bad in schools these days now because
now
my
they got the
daughters when they
internet.
lived with me, they were like, well, the internet too, okay. So let's
We
add an
didn't have
internet,
that
okay?
really when I was
We
in
had, what
school.
was it? For us, we had
MSN.
AOL.
We had MSN. That's what
Yep,
I had.
MSN, AOL were your two big
Yeah.
ways to get at somebody. Then you get in these chat rooms where you're interacting with people, you're not even sure who the hell is what age.
Yeah, and you could hit
Used
that
to the age,
button.
sex, location thing, and
You could also hit that button, and it was like a randomizer, and it would like go through, and then some random person would come up. Super freaking dangerous, but
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like
it.
we didn't realize what we were getting into now. So if we go fast forward to now, where now you have Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, all these other things, it's become a bigger problem now because now you can attack people more often and easier, you know what I mean? And Whiskey and I were talking about this. He was and I were talking about the suicide rates in young men. He was like,
He
well,
knows his
went up
shit with that.
20%. He said when it was introduced, the rate shot up to 20% in young men. I was just like, that's crazy though,
That's
because it's like, think about it, like, you're on the internet, but you don't realize that now these people can now cyberbully you too, on top of
every
picking on
angle.
you.
They can make things and post it on their things. They can come at you through messages. Like, it can be really bad. And the fact that now people have video phones, if you're at a party and you do something stupid, they have that on video. They're going to put that on YouTube or on Facebook and just plaster it and add
Well,
memes to it. Like, oh,
it's funny you
God.
say that too, because think about it. Once you put it on the internet, it's there. Somebody can find that video all these years down the road and they're like, well, hey, Jasmine, check out this video I found. And it's some embarrassing shit that happened. And you're like, great, this video still exists. And I think that a lot of people, especially with the Charlie Kirk thing now, are learning that, oh, maybe you should read some of the things that you sign, because a lot of employers have that little clause in their handbooks that say if you start posting wild shit on the internet, basically that they could fire you and cut ways because they don't want any part of this. So you're over here celebrating someone's death, now you're adding in the element of now you're teaching these younger kids that it's okay to celebrate
Do
somebody's
that.
death. If you don't like somebody, go and take them out because you don't like them, and it's like, really, what the hell are you teaching these younger kids, especially a lot of these younger kids around 14 that are starting to really get influenced by the internet, and then girls on the other side, are seeing all these, oh, this girl's so pretty, all these guys are drooling over, I want to be a Instagram girl, and all these, like, you want to do all these things, but I don't think you think of the other side of the aspect of what these people deal with on a regular basis,
Well,
like the wild ass messages.
like even like my daughter, for instance, she doesn't put them on the internet, but she makes videos because she sees the YouTuber girls, and she has to be a cheerleader, and she has to have certain clothes, and she's 8. And I'm thinking to myself, like, oh no, do you know what I mean? Because there's filth, she knows there's filters, and that's body dysmorphia 101, is you see girl and you're gonna be envious when you're that age. And I remember being younger and being tiny and having boys like talk about me being flat chested and it just being
Oh
really
no.
hard to deal with. But now you
Yeah.
see this on Instagram and YouTube, and you can make yourself look however you want. You're thinking to yourself, well, why can't I look like that? And at
Yeah.
least I didn't have that, because that I worry about what's gonna happen with her because of, like, she looks like me and she's small, and I'm like, well, ooh. And I also
You know,
just
you're right though, to worry about it though, because think about it. All these people, when she starts posting these things, now you have to worry about the comment section. Now these comments just get nastier, nastier. And you know, and take for example the girl who was doing the cosplay thing. She I think she was African American, if I remember right, but she
she's
like
gone
she's popular.
now.
Yeah, the girl with the, you know, with the Naruto, she dressed up like the
Yeah.
girl, one of the girls in Naruto, and everybody was arguing whether or not what the nationality of the person is. Like, what does it matter? Like, the cosplay was amazing. She did really great.
I
And
know.
then all these people are threatening to kill her, and it's like, you're mad because of what? I don't understand what you're so triggered about. Why are you doing this to this poor girl? You're attacking her. Not to mention you're completely just traumatizing this poor woman, because all she did was like, hey guys, check out my cosplay. What do you think? And then these people decide to come in and just be complete assholes for no reason. It's scary, man, where this internet is going. And then, you know,
Yeah.
when you look on the other side of it, Facebook's like, well, I gotta go police my own shit now. Yeah, get your ass on there and police it. Like, you know, like you have to go on there and handle these things. And you know, funny thing is that Facebook owns Instagram. And then they're like, oh, we got to police that too. Yeah, look at what you're putting out there. This false image to these younger girls of like, hey, listen, you have to be so pretty so the boys like me. If not, they're not going to notice me. Have half your body hanging out of your clothes, because we as men don't know how to act like normal people. We act like animals, you know, and it's, you know, I'm coming from a girl dad. Like, imagine I had to have this conversation with my older daughter, you know, and I went through with her going through a period and things like that too. So, like,
See, I
I'm
haven't
not
gone that
familiar with a
far
lot of this
yet.
stuff. Girl, I went through all that shit. Listen, I had to learn
I'm
things
coming
real
for.
quick as a dad, girl dad, you know, and I'm like, oh God, I don't know what to do in these situations. I don't know. Luckily, I had family that were close by that could help me, but I was like, I went through the whole thing. Like, I learned all new things from the other
My
side of the
friend's
picture, so
going
now I
through that.
know.
My friend's daughter just got her period, and he's a single dad, and he's just going through
Yeah.
it now, and she has meltdowns, and he's like, I don't know what to do. But with going on with what you're saying with the policing thing, even like I had a guest is one when I first started. So I was doing mostly local people. This is what got me out of doing local people was it was a transgender person, but their story was about their mother and their mother's addiction, right? And everybody I posted like on a local like it what's happening Brantford, which is where we live, the episode, and everybody was all they cared about was this person was transgendered, and they said the most hurtful, horrible things. And then I have to go to bat because I posted it, and I'm like putting this person through hell because these people are like it's not even about their sexuality, it was about their mom. And I what I did was I took it and I put it on the TV show, so nobody, all those people that hated on it had to watch it and could not comment. And that was my way of getting them back, but
I
I
just think
felt
that's
so
so
bad.
funny though when you talk about the transgender community though. It's just like, it's so fucked up, because the, what is that person's name? That Lily Tino person went around posting all these fucked up videos about, oh, I'm gonna turn my hot dog into something else. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you, dude? You're in Disneyland, Disney World, wherever you're at, you're talking about this in a child's amusement park like it's okay, then wonder why people are backlashing.
Yeah,
It's
like
like,
it's
get the hell
totally
out of
up.
here.
Yeah, that's where it's so like opposite, like because I come from a small town, so everybody's like,
Yeah.
oh, then you're transgender. But like realistically, she wasn't talking about it at all, or like saying, oh, I cut off my hot dog or whatever, you know
Yeah,
what I
you know what I
mean?
mean?
Even
Yeah,
child
yeah.
thing. But like that is a crazy part about the internet. You really, people can really say and do anything,
Yeah.
and
It's fucking pathetic. It really
it's
is. It really is
sad.
sad.
It scares me with my children because, like, they are 5 and 8. So, like, I don't even want to know what it's gonna look like for them, which all of that leads to addiction because it's all trauma coming at you, affecting your mental health, and you don't know how to cope, and you want to be cool. So, you go hang out with the crowd that's doing the drugs and partying,
Yeah, because you want to fit in, yeah. That FOMO, fear of missing out. Yeah. Yep,
And
you're
then
right.
your mental health and your trauma takes over, and you end up becoming addicted where your friends don't because they don't have that background, and that's how that happens, because that's what happened to me. You
Yeah,
know?
yeah. So you have a son, right? And he's the younger one of the two. Do
Yeah,
you
he's
worry
a
about, let me ask you a question, though. Do you worry about what's going to happen later on with him, especially, given the rates of suicide are 80% males? Is
with
that a
him.
big lingering fear in the back of your mind, like having this conversation when he's old enough to start talking about his mental health? I think that, it may benefit him, though, to start.
I think that I actually, now that you say that, I worry a bit because his father has mental health issues in that
Yeah.
area and has, maybe if I think back to it, said these things in front of him, like I am going to
Yeah.
kill
Yeah.
myself and things like that, which I don't want to say about him because it's bad to say and I shouldn't say that, but it's the truth.
No,
And
I
so
mean,
like
it's not wrong to talk about it, though.
my son has hurt. I've said it too. You know what I mean? I've said
Yeah.
it too, out of being just upset in really bad situations and I
Yeah.
forgetting that they're in the room. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
he's already heard these things. So thinking about it now, yeah, I worry about it hard because he's also more like me. My daughter is very social. My son is very loner. Like, I'm an only
Yeah.
child. I was like you. I was very socially awkward. He's not necessarily socially awkward, but he likes to be alone. I
Yeah,
liked
no, I
to
agree.
be alone, and I didn't have many friends. And like, I was very similar, where I was shy. I didn't like talking to people. I have agoraphobia, so I would like hide from people. He's starting to do that more and more. Like, we just moved somewhere. There's two little boys that are his age, and they're really friendly. And I'm like, Oliver, do you want to go outside and say hi to the neighbors? They're outside. They petting the dog. Do you want to come out? No. So I'm like, oh crap, you're gonna end up like me. Oh crap. My daughter, she's really social, which worries me in a different way because I feel like
Yeah.
she's gonna turn out to be one of the girls that is like one of those girls, the popular bitchy ones that hurt somebody else, because
Think
she
she's
is
gonna be
our.
the queen bee of the group,
She already's gotten herself in some situations that at school that
Uh-oh.
because of that mentality. Or even we were at my friend's house, the one I was just talking about with his daughter for my mom's birthday. My mom lives in their granny suite, and he has two daughters, and the older one and my daughter were fighting over the phone with the littler one. And my daughter, I never seen her do this before, just starts screaming at her, like, Layla, I'm like, Gemma, we told you we would deal with this issue after we had birthday cake. And she's
Right?
screaming
Eat
at her.
the goddamn cake. I can
Yeah,
just
she's
see it
screaming
now.
at her. I'm like, oh my gosh, who taught you to talk to people like that? So then that's where I see her being the
Yeah.
one that's more of an aggressor in negative situations, and she's going to be the one that puts a lot of emphasis on being like you said, like the queen bee, or in that
Yeah.
group of people, where my son is going to be more like me, where he hangs out by himself and hides in the library, or like, you know, even at home, he keeps to himself. I mean, he has a few friends. I've got to switch him schools because we moved, and they're going to end up going to my old school because we moved to my
Oh,
hometown.
is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because when I went to a school where my brother had gone through ahead of me, I just have to hear about it every day. We had this history teacher, man. I didn't know this about him until later on that he had something happen where he was a real big germaphobe, I guess, because he had a really bad infection that happened. So like he'd have this routine. My brother's like, okay, so when you get in the room, watch him what he does. He'll wipe his counter down, wipe his desk off, wipe his hands off, clean his hands multiple times. And here he goes. He's doing the same process. And then he's reading down the roster and he sees your last name and he's like, oh, listen, is your brother, Travis? I'm like, fuck, I'm in trouble already. Yeah. He goes, are you gonna be a pain in the ass like him too? No, I don't. What do you mean? What?
My children luckily do not have the same last name as me, so
Yeah.
they won't catch that. But I think it'll be better, to be honest, because where we were living in the other city, kids were like, this is a different kind of town. It's very small. It's very like
Yeah.
sheltered, so to speak, and like Branford is full of drugs and people shooting
Yeah,
up in the
same thing here.
street. The kids, that basically half the reason why we were happy to move was because the kids across the street, there was a huge group of them about my daughter's age that were throwing rocks at people. They assaulted an older woman. They start fires. They break into things. One of them is accused of it. One of them's eight, and he's accused of bullying some girl to the point where she jumped off a bridge and killed herself. So we are glad to be away from that. So I think that in
Yeah.
that sense, they're not in that school with those specific children. They're in a different area where things aren't as negative and there's not as much drugs right in your face. But I mean, they've already been exposed to it, and so it's not like you can take that back, right? And
Yeah.
but at least
Yeah, but you could use it as a teaching moment of,
yeah.
that's why, when I always close out the show, we say it costs nothing to be kind to somebody because, you don't think about it. Everyday interactions with people, like you could make somebody's day or even save their life. And people just think it's a kind of a corny thing, but it really is not. Think about it. You interact with people on a daily basis. I work in a customer service setting now. Like, there's some people have told me some wild stories, man, that, I just. It blows your mind, but it's like you just being nice to people every single day, saying hi, hello, how are you? Eventually, you'll see the difference as these people interact. Like, there's some people out that wouldn't say two words to me. Now we have full conversations, and all it was is just being nice to them every single day, just being polite. Hey, how you doing? How are you? How are you? Or complimenting them. Hey, listen, I like your shirt. All these corny things you could think of that you think, oh, these are stupid. You could make somebody's day right there. For
Yep.
you don't know what anybody is thinking, And I think there's a great video that just came out. It was these two soccer fans, okay. So they're sitting side by side, and I remember seeing the original video and thinking the guy on the left, who's always like looks really bothered and upset, is the one that's going to not make it through this video. But it turned out the guy on the right, if you're looking at the screen, the guy on the right, he's sitting there, he's all excited and happy and everything else, and it comes down to like you don't know what people are thinking. It doesn't matter. You have fame, wealth, other stuff. We recently lost a guy on the Ellen show. Guy had money, had family, and everything else, and he unfortunately decided to take his life, and it's just like I don't think people realize these everyday interactions, how detrimental
Yeah.
they could be to people, especially with the things you say to people. And I always taught my girls, I'm like, listen, remember the last thing you say to somebody, because that could be the last thing you ever tell them. Because what if they went home and whatever you said to them was the last thing that caused them to jump off the edge or do whatever they're going to do. They already had a plan and you just pushed them to go even further. And they're like, well, fucking, no one cares about me. Here we go. And then just, it's crazy though. It's like we don't think about how the everyday interactions of what we're doing now. And then you added the internet, which is even worse. And, now with the young men as well, like Whiskey and I were talking about, it was just like, it's
Well,
just crazy though. All the different influences that just keep coming in.
the people that I did bully for those 2 years, a lot of them were boys, actually. And I went back and apologized to them for what I had done and said when I was getting it in high school
Yeah.
because I realized how I had made them feel.
Yeah.
And I think that even just being conscious of that, now that I look back from just listening to what you said, like that probably helped them to know that I apologize. I realized what I had done because
Yeah.
one's a woman, and I talk to her on a weekly basis now, and she and I are friends. And she said, "Oh, I didn't know you were bullied. I thought that you had so many friends." And I'm like, "No,
Yeah.
I was getting bullied, and that's why I was bullying you."
Yeah.
And we like worked it out and like had this really deep conversation about it. And it's like, you're like, she had no idea what was going on with me. And she just saw I was the, I had a lot of friends. I had no friends. So it was just so interesting to see what other people's view of you is. And so like what within apologizing to her and being like, like I should have never ever done that. You know what I mean? And I basically like said, like I know how it feels. I'm so sorry. Like I wish I
Yeah.
had never done it and all that kind of stuff. And she was like, thank you. But she was like, I just thought you were somebody totally different than you were. So Interesting. And then also, when I was reading cards, one of the girls that beat me up in high school sat down on my chair and we talked, and she apologized for how she treated me, which helped me a lot with my agoraphobic issues, because that's why I have agoraphobia, is
Yeah.
from being bullied. And it helped me a lot with not I'm not afraid of people anymore. Like, it took that fear I had of talking to people and that I don't know and stuff like that away. It really, like, just released a lot of the past from her saying that to me too, right? So it's like, you're so right. It's just that one interaction can go this way or that way. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? And that is what I worry about with my daughter, with my son. I just hope that, like, or I just have to be more conscious about how I am when I'm upset and what I say, because I now thinking about what Whiskey and I talked about that too, right? And it's so true, and I know he's a loner, so I really, really have to pay it more attention to what he really is taking in, because when they're that age, they sponge it up, right? So I have
Yeah.
to really watch my words, because now it really, like, actually having this dialogue and thinking about it within, like, I never really thought about it before, but he's gonna end up like me, and he's going to have those social issues that I had, and he's gonna be afraid of people because he is isolated himself. And I have to. He doesn't even want to play sports. Like, I mean, I'll offer anything you want, and he doesn't want to do it. So I've gotta, I think, find new ways to try to get him more socialized. Like,
Yeah.
luckily we have a friend. He goes, well, he's not gonna be going to school with anymore, but his mom, she was very shy, and we over the 5 years of my kids going to school, eventually started talking. I broke her by saying hi every day, like you said, right?
Yeah.
And we started talking. And her son is a few older years older than my son, he's a year older than my daughter, and they're best friends, but he protects them. Like yesterday with that whole bus thing I told you about, he took punches because the kid wanted to hit my kids, and he stood in front of them and took punches.
Yeah.
And like, that's not gonna be every kid, so my kids gotta, like, realize, you've gotta be able to handle these really negative, scary situations even when you're five. Like, last year we had to call the principal because grade eights were dumping yogurt down my 4-year-old's back and on the bus. Like, it's always on the bus for some reason, it's the bus. But
Okay, think about it, because the bus is the most, it's just the bus driver around there half the time, and everyone yelling at you, oh, stop hitting each other, this and that, da, 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 you know.
yeah.
And now they've got cameras on most of the buses here that they can watch the video and see what they're doing and things like that. And that was something new, because we used to have a lot of incidents on the bus too, you know, and things like that, because that was the spot where no one could get to you. It's just you and the bus driver, and then, you know, then it's your word against the bus driver. Now there's video, now it's your word against the bus driver and the video. Oh, that's not me on the video, but then who is that right there doing these acts? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't do that. And like, well, here's the video. What do you think? I mean, like, you can't get away with this crap that you used to do. And it's, you know, and it seems like harmless pranks to these younger kids, but it's like you're really just
Sure.
messing them up for later on, because then they're just getting picked on, and everybody's like, oh, there goes the weird kid, and you know, all those
I
kind of.
was the stinky kid, so I know exactly what you
Oh no,
mean.
damn it, Jasmine, it's the smelly kid in class. Damn it, here we go,
Well,
you
my mom
know.
put tea tree oil in my hair so I wouldn't get lice,
Oh,
right?
okay,
I had really,
yeah.
really long hair. So she'd put tea tree oil, but just straight tea tree oil. So I smelled like tea tree oil. So
Oh,
everybody
okay, yeah.
called me the stinky kid because I smelled like tea tree oil. And everybody said that that smell was so awful that I was just coined the stinky kid in elementary school,
I
right?
think
So.
of what is it, Big Daddy, when he tells him that, he goes, what? I have the stinky kid in class? I'll just, that shit cracks me up. I was like, what?
I always say that was me. I was a stinky kid.
Right, you jump in the theater. It's me right there at this minute. Hey, everybody, stinky kid here. Huh? See,
Yeah.
the other thing too, though, with your son, you have to worry about is that if he plays a lot of online games,
That's what he does, and that is.
Oh man, Roblox is the worst one so far. I
That's
saw
what he
something
does.
recently where somebody was talking about he was finding these predators on there and then Roblox sued him. I'm like, wait, you're suing this guy for calling out these people that are preying on your children? I'm like, I don't get it. Like, why is that okay for you to not say something? Like, and then if
Yeah.
you get into these interactions with kids, like recently we had an interaction. My wife is not a big gamer, but she plays a lot because of me now. You know, I got her addicted to Overwatch 2, you know, so she got on and this kid and her were playing. And this younger kid, I don't know what his age was exactly, but this guy was bullying him. And she texted me and she's like, oh my God, this kid was getting picked on. And I said, okay, send me the screen name of the guy. I said, I sent this guy a message, said, so I heard you like to pick on little kids and make you feel good about yourself. Like, I didn't really bully him, but I confronted him about it.
Wrapped
And he
him
was
up a
like,
little bit. Yeah.
I kind of said something. I was like, yeah, listen, man, there's no need to talk to little kids like that. You know, do you understand the things that you're telling this kid? He sucks. Tell him to go kill himself. Told him to go kill himself. I'm like, you're telling a young kid to go off
Oh, yeah.
himself because you're playing a goddamn game. Like, get over yourself, bro. Like, don't get me wrong. I could speak from experience. Like, listen, Call of Duty lobbies were terrible for
I
anybody that we did run
remember.
those. We said some horrible shit. And my wife's like, why do you guys keep referring to Call of Duty lobby? I'm like, you just had to be there to hear the things that got said. Like, you
I
know.
went on there once for my boyfriend at the time was playing, and they heard a girl's voice,
Oh,
and
yeah, we don't know how to play in those.
I said something to one of them, and they're like, "Oh, you're just on your period, you dirty vagina," and all these things, and I'm like,
Or go make a
"Holy!"
sandwich or
I
get in
had,
the kitchen, all the other fucking
yeah,
things. Yeah,
and
it
I
gets
had
horrible.
never ever been on one of those games before, so I was like, "Whoa!" Right? And now even with my son and with Roblox, kids do say stuff like not maybe kill yourself, but like pretty mean things to him all the
Yeah.
time. And I can hear him yelling at the tablet. And I'm like, why are you, if this isn't fun, don't play it. But it's not
Yeah.
that. I realized it was what people were saying to him. And I'm like, all right, you have to turn, I turn that function off
Yeah.
now so that he can't do that. Luckily, he can't read. So thank God for that. So I
You know,
turned
the
the
scary part
audio
is like
off.
we had an incident with Minecraft when that was my daughters were huge into Minecraft. Like, God,
Well, he's into
when I
that
tell
one.
you, these kids made me feel dumb. Like, I play some pretty advanced things, but when I got into Minecraft, girl, let me tell you, I felt dumb. 5 minutes, I walk away, I come back. They've got a structure erected, full building, windows, everything. And I'm just like, I'm over here still trying to figure out the mechanics, how this game works. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Now I feel dumb, and they're trying to teach me, well, Dad, you have to get this, Dad. I'm like, well, how do I get that? Like, explain it
My son asked
to me.
me to fix it, and I'm like, I don't know. You're the one who plays it, and you've crafted
Yeah.
all of this. How do I know what is
My
going on?
daughter crafted a replica castle. I think she spent like 3 4 days on it though, but she's always been really good artistic wise. Like, I kept telling her, I was
That's.
like, listen, you should go draw comics or something, you know, maybe Marvel, you know, just, you know, because I'm a huge big Captain America fan, and Spider-Man are big ones for me. And I was like,
That's.
yeah, you should go draw some Marvel comics, man, you know. And she's like, no, Dad, I don't want to draw those things. But then she got into anime and things too, and then she was drawing some of those characters. You know, and it's funny because two of my kids are big in anime, and the other one, she's just kind of like, okay, I'll just watch it with you just because you're watching it. I don't understand
Right.
all this.
My daughter loves it, and like my son, he really likes Minecraft and Roblox, but he likes the mechanics of it. So I foresee him being, so I'm gonna try to get him some coding games, like, because I know they have them for children.
Yeah.
Because I think that that's where he's gonna end up going, because he's so into the mechanics of games or mechanics of building things, like even Legos and stuff like that, like the things he can do for his age, and he can follow the directions without being able to read and stuff. So like for me, I see him going in that direction of working with coding and
Yeah.
or even engineering, something like that, because he
Yeah.
likes to tinker, right? But he also likes to be alone, so that's where the coding and the like that kind of stuff, he can do it by
He'll, I
himself.
think he'll find his own community though with that too, because there's a lot of people that hang out in Discords and different stuff like that, all these different social servers for people that aren't just like, they're not really social media sites, they're more like they're different chat servers and things, you know.
Yeah.
And so there's so many different things. You have Discord as well. That's where a lot of the nerdier guys hang out, and a lot of people will get in and have their own little chat rooms. Like, I have a Discord for my podcast that I don't hardly ever use, which I probably should use, but I'm like, a lot of people don't understand how Discord works, you know. Like, mine will tell you if I post anything anywhere, it'll notify you in this server. It'll tell you, okay, well, Pete's posted something here. You can go check it out, you know, it's all the different places I'm at and things like that. And the new episodes come out, drops out to start telling you,
Yeah.
you know, for those people that don't like the whole like MySpace and all these other things, you know, and I don't like to interact with people, but like to kind of have their own sense of, you know, we can chat under whatever user and handle you're using at the time, which, you know, God, let me tell you that some of your children out there, you need to go look and see what their usernames are, because what is it?
Oh, yeah.
They have some wild ass names on these things, like.
Well, my friend, she went through her, she found out something about what you can do on Roblox. So she took her son's tablet and she went through it and she's seen all this stuff that like she didn't realize was there, and he's only 10 and she lost her biscuit like nobody else.
I don't
And
blame her though, because there are predators on there. They're asking your children for their addresses, and these kids don't think about
that's
it.
what
What
it
if they think,
means.
oh, I'm talking to a kid in another state? Hey, you know, I'm from da 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 da. And I'm like, yeah, don't do that. Like, if you give out, I tell my wife the same thing. I was like, if you give any answers, very vague answers to where you're
What
at.
I tell my children, you don't tell them your name, you don't tell them your age, and you don't tell them where you live. Because my mom caught my daughter and
Oh
the
no.
friend, my daughter and the friend who she lives, like who she lives with's daughter, on his phone. So there was no parental discretion stuff put on it. And
Yikes.
she overheard somebody asking them their names and their ages. And my mom
Oh
came up
no.
and grabbed the phone and gave it to like Pat, like the dad or whatever, and was like, the girls are doing something. Like, we're like, nope, the girls are talking to somebody. Took it right away. She, and then we, that's now why they aren't allowed
It's
to
funny you say that,
say
because I
that.
had an incident like that with Minecraft. A guy had wandered in the room. He was 22 from Colorado. And the reason I found this out is because I started texting him. And then when you're texting him, he's giving out all this information. And little by little, you're realizing that maybe he's not all there mentally, you know, like something, he may have something wrong, you know, and he doesn't understand the severity of what he's doing. He's like, he's telling these young girls, oh, I love you. And they're like, I'm like, these girls are 14. They don't
Yeah.
understand what that means, man. You're 22. Do you understand? This is like statutory rape levels. And
Yeah.
I got on the phone and you know, I just asked him simply. I said, okay, cool. I said, so now I have your address. So here's what's going to happen next. If you send them another message or anything, I promise you I'll show up at your door. You know, that whole thing, you know,
Snap.
you gotta, but you gotta be careful not to like, here's a little advice for anybody that's ever run into this. Don't freak out, because understand that they don't understand what's going
It
on,
could be
but they came and
somebody.
told me. Yeah, they came and told me about it though. Luckily, like most kids won't tell their parents that, because a lot of times
No.
they'll freak out. It's the same thing with anything. You think about it, mental health wise, like suicide ideation. A lot of people don't tell people about it because the way you react makes a difference. Like if I told you I had suicidal thoughts a couple weeks ago, and you start looking at me from a different aspect, like, whoa, hold on. Like now you're just making it weirder than it has to be.
Well.
Be glad that I, one, came and talked to you about it. Two, I even told you about it, because being a male, we don't talk about shit. Like I don't know what
Nope.
it's going to take for us males to start talking more about these
And
things.
I
I
know
just
so
think,
many men who are trying to start support groups, but it's just
you know,
doomery.
it is so hard, because it makes no sense. What is the final straw for us to finally get this shit going? That like, hey guys, we need to start talking more. There's 80% of us dying a year. Like, how much more do you need to see there? I'm like, do we need to go to 81% for somebody to finally say, okay, well, 1% is too much. It's insane.
It's like I always am more of an advocate for that, because like I see it in like I only like I've said before, I've only ever seen my dad cry. He's dead now, but in his 62 years, I
Yeah.
only ever seen him cry one time, and that was when I was in a drunk driving accident, and he had lost his mom, his dad, his sister,
Yeah.
friends, everything, but never seen him cry until what, like only once. And like with my spouse, anything that's bothering him, I literally sit there and pull it out of him. He hates it because I won't let it him go until he tells me what's bothering him, because I can tell
Yeah.
because of that, right? I don't want anything bad to happen, because I know people who you can tell are just not quite right, but you don't think about like their suicidal ideation. And here
Yeah.
in
Yeah.
Canada, if you even mention to any like anybody, like see, even a friend could call the police and have this done to you. If you said that you thought about killing yourself, and not even said that you wanted to, said you thought about it, like you said last week or something, They will take you and put you in a psychiatric hospital for 72 hours, no matter what, under a psych hold. So you don't even want to admit these feelings, man or woman, because you get thrown in a psych ward. If you have children, your children get taken away from you. And so you hold it in, you hold it in, you hold it in, and then you do it.
What's the suicide hotline for you guys in Canada? I know Jay knows it because he mentions it all the
I
time.
know. I do know it. It's 1-800.
He was saying it's like 1114 or something like that. I do know that. I know here in the States it's
Yeah,
988.
I think it's 1-800. It's because they usually it's I don't know the numbers, right? Because it's like 1-800. You're not alone or something
Oh,
like that.
okay. Yeah.
So
Yeah.
it's like 1-800, you're not alone, and but I don't know the numbers because I just
No,
know
I get you.
that aspect, right? But even with that, like if you tell them your name, you will go to the psychiatric hospital. You have to, like, even with that, keep it very, very anonymous no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's the shitty part about those kinds of things with mental health, is that you have to hold it in, which is terrible. But how can people get a hold of you and stuff like that if they
You
want to
can.
talk to you or be on your podcast or just chat about, you know? I will say he knows a lot about
Yes.
podcasting and is very good at giving you tips on that as well. So how can people get a hold of you?
You can find me at PeteVsAnxietyPodcast.info. I have a link to the show, link to my merchandise, everything else. You can find me on Spotify all the way down to Pandora now. I'm available anywhere you find me. Instagram, Facebook, all this stuff. It's just Pete versus Anxiety. Reach out anytime. If you have a great story you want to tell me, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to have you on the show, and everything like that. And don't forget to ask how your day is. Always ask how your mental health is, guys. I'm serious when I say that, because I don't think we talk about this stuff enough.
Don't. And that's, like I said, a lot it comes out of fear, right? And so then, just before I let you go and stuff, I have a couple of questions. What made you actually want to start doing this podcast?
It was actually my own issues I'm having now. I deal with a lot of anxiety and depression and I've had suicidal ideation, things like that too, and that kind of stuff. It's been a healing journey since the day one I did this. And then like I said, ever since we last met, it's been interesting. Like there's so many different stories you guys could see. I have over 200 episodes on my YouTube if y'all
Just
want to go
went a
back and see.
year. He just had his year. Yay!
I am so excited. Yes, I thank you so much. I appreciate the well wishes too. I love that I've compiled them all into a video and everything like that too. But yeah, it's more of a healing journey for me too. It's just like I feel like we don't talk about it enough, and we obviously don't. 80% of us are going at a rate, four or five, the men in the group are going to be gone due to suicide. What is going to be the pushing point for it to finally be, hey, enough is enough. Let's start talking about these things.
And I totally agree with, like, the fact I have been going through a hard time, and by doing this podcast, I meet people like you and a lot of other people that have helped me with my own mental health and my own, like, just looking at things through a different lens, different perspective. And they always say, oh, I just want to help one person. And I'm always like, you helped me. Like, if I look back on it, every single person has helped me in some way.
Yeah,
And I
it is.
appreciate
It's
it. It
helpful.
very is so much more healing than I ever thought it would be. So I totally agree with you on that. And is there any last little bit of advice you want to say to anybody before I let you go?
Men, talk about your mental health. Ladies, reach out if you ever need anything. Guys, girls, children, I don't care. I'll talk to you about it any day. I'm available 24 hours a day. And don't forget, season two starts October 3rd. You're going to see some really interesting things this season. The first two episodes of the season, actually, the second one that was with the name man named Julian, we get really deep into my past. So if you all really want to know about Pete, get ready because we're going to get deep into what is about me myself. So.
Oh, I'm gonna be watching that. That's for sure. I'm gonna get right in your brain. But
Right.
anyways, thank you so much for coming on and talking with me today. And I hope that we have given some people some things to chew on, especially when it comes to mental health. And yeah, I appreciate all of the honesty, all of the help you've given me, and behind closed doors that maybe
Yeah,
we haven't
definitely.
talked about, obviously, but thank you so much for everything that you've helped me with, and I appreciate you coming on here and also talking with the viewers, bringing a few things to light that I didn't even think about mental health wise, especially with the video games. So I appreciate having you on today, and yeah, I hope that you have a good rest of your day.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, and have a good night. Bye, Pete. Hi, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you are struggling with addictions or mental health in Brant County, there are a few resources. But first of all, I would like to say if you are trying to quit drinking and you are a heavy drinker, or if you are trying to quit benzodiazepines, please go to detox or to the emergency because you can have seizures and they can be deadly. So that's something that they don't always tell you, and I thought I should share that. If you are looking to get sober or you are looking for mental health resources, there is the RAM Clinic. They offer any kind of addictions counseling, addictions doctors. They also have a social worker, and they also run, or they don't run, but they also have information about all the other programs in town as well. Then we have SOAR, which also helps with addictions. It helps with finding a job, finding housing, and getting paperwork and all that kind of stuff done as well. Then, if you're looking for clothing or food, there's Nova Vita and there's Friendship House and there is the Salvation Army. Nova Vita is for women only, obviously, and if you're in a scary situation, please contact them. They will help you out and make sure you're safe. Also, there is the Brant Health and Wellness Center, which does showers for people. They also have pop-up health clinics as well. And there is pantries all over the town and are all over the community, I should say, not just the town. And also there is meetings running every single day. There's AA, CR, and NA all day long if you need a meeting. Now, I always like to talk about the different types of ways to find sobriety that we don't always know about because our doctors really don't promote more than the old ways, which is detox, rehab, meetings. So, if you are interested in looking into more, or maybe more of, if you want to get sober and you want to feel that one size doesn't fit all and those don't fit, and you want to find resources that do fit for you, please contact me at jasminebudel23@hotmail.com. And I can help you find the resources that you need that can be the right fit so you can have freedom in your sobriety. I'd like to burn down the old ways, bring through proven, clinically proven ways that have helped millions of people that are talked about because I feel like so many times we're scared to get sober because the ways we're told to get sober. So I want to burn that down. And if you would like to hear of some resources, please contact me through the show page or through the email jasminebudel23@gmail.com. Again, thank you for watching the episode and have a great evening.